So, you're intrigued by this whole voice-based social media thing,
Sure.
right? Yeah, I get it. The idea of like something more than just text and pictures online, something that could actually, change how we connect online. It's definitely interesting. And that's exactly why we're doing this deep dive into SoundBranch today. This platform is, well, it's creating a buzz, that's for sure. And you want to know what really caught my eye? SoundBranch isn't new to this whole voice-first thing. Like, they actually launched way back in 2016,
That's right.
before this whole current wave of voice-based platforms were even a thing.
Yeah, and what's really fascinating is that, their early entry into the market, it wasn't just about being first. It allowed them to, lock down some pretty big partnerships early on. For example, they actually teamed up with, I think it was a major university, to integrate SoundBranch into their online learning platform back in 2018. And this move really positioned them like as pioneers in the education space. And, they've been building on that ever since.
2018. That's like they were already thinking about how voice could change education while most of us were still trying to figure out like how to use the dog filter on Snapchat. But here's the thing, this is what makes it really interesting. SoundBranch isn't just about, casual chats or like replacing text messages. They've got this dual functionality that's really unique. So on the one hand, you've got the global community aspect like any other social platform, but then they've also got these private branded spaces. So imagine like your team at work or a study group or even just a group of friends all over the world all connecting and working together using voice notes in their own space. It's a whole new approach to communication and collaboration.
Exactly. And, this whole dual functionality thing, it actually points to a bigger shift in how we're using digital spaces these days. It's not just about, broadcasting to the biggest audience possible anymore. People want those smaller, more focused communities where they can connect with, like-minded people or actually work together on shared projects. And SoundBranch, they recognize this pretty early on.
And, let's talk accessibility for a sec. We're also used to app-based platforms now, right?
Right.
But SoundBranch actually has a full web-based platform too.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so you can use it on your like desktop, your laptop, even, tablet, whatever, no app needed, which is kind of cool. Opens up a whole new level of convenience, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like a really smart move for them, I think, by making it so accessible, across devices. They're not limiting themselves to just people who want to be on their phones all the time, right?
Regularly.
Like some people prefer a bigger screen, and having that option is it's huge.
Exactly. It's all about flexibility. And oh, speaking of, they've got Alexa and Google Assistant integration, so you can even use it totally hands-free.
I did see that, yeah.
Yeah, so like imagine you're cooking or out for a run. You can still listen to and respond to voice notes. I think our source even mentioned that their main competitor isn't quite there yet on that front.
Huh. Yeah, it's those little integrations that show that they, really care about the whole user experience. And it just makes sense with how, like, voice-activated tech is becoming so, I don't know, just integrated into our lives anyway.
Okay, ready for the really cool part.
Okay.
So it's not just about recording and listening to voice notes, it's what you can do with them. They've got some pretty cool AI
Oh,
features.
yeah.
Like, for one, there's speech to text, which is really useful if you want to skim through a conversation or if you need like a written record of something.
Right.
But here's the really wild part. Sentiment analysis. Have you ever like read a text and totally misinterpreted the tone?
Oh, all the time. Are you kidding?
Right. Well, with this, you actually get emojis that show the emotion behind the voice note. Yeah. It's like having this built-in emotional intelligence translator almost. Think about how much miscommunication that could prevent, especially at work, but honestly, even just in our personal lives.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. It's like, you're right. It adds this whole layer of like nuance and understanding that you just don't get from text. I mean, we say so much with just our tone of voice, and for SoundBranch to like tap into that, that's really smart.
And get this, they're not even stopping there. They've figured out a way to bridge that gap between voice notes and podcasts.
Now that is interesting, Howell.
So you can create playlists of your voice notes and then actually share them as podcasts, like on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all the usual places.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so picture this. You're in a brainstorming session with your team, right? You're on SoundBranch, throwing ideas around, and you're capturing all those like light bulb moments as they happen. And then instead of all that brilliance just being stuck in that meeting, you can turn those like key insights into an actual podcast episode.
That's amazing.
Yeah, share it with colleagues, whoever, and boom, knowledge sharing made easy. Pretty neat, huh?
That's incredible. It makes you wonder if this could be a real turning point. Like, you know how podcasts kind of changed how we listen to stuff? What if voice notes are the next big thing in, like, content creation? And if they are, it sounds like SoundBranch is in a really good spot to, you know, lead the way.
It's a lot, right? We've gone from like these quick little voice notes to full-on podcasts. But I guess the real question is, like, what does this mean for, you know, for you listening?
Yeah, you're right. It's not just about some like shiny new app or whatever.
Right.
It's about actually changing how we talk to each other, how we connect online.
Yeah.
Imagine if you could like actually hear the little changes in someone's voice when you're talking to them online.
Mm.
You know, like hear their passion or if they're not sure about something or when they're excited.
Yeah, it's like we could finally break free from like typing everything and hoping we get the tone right with emojis and stuff.
Exactly. And think about like working with people all over the place. You wouldn't have to try to find a time for another video call. You could just...
The worst.
I know. You could just pop into a SoundBranch space, listen to what everyone's saying, add your own ideas when you have them. It's just a much more, I don't know, natural way to work together.
Totally.
Yeah.
And haven't we all been in those meetings where someone's trying to explain something and you can just tell they're frustrated because they can't find the right words?
Oh, all the time.
But with your voice, it's so much easier to like get those little details across. You know?
Yeah. And being able to understand each other, especially at work, can make a huge difference. But it's not just work. Imagine what it could be like connecting with family and friends this way.
Oh, yeah.
Actually hearing their voice, like, you know, the little ways their voice changes with their mood. That's something special. It's not the same as a text.
It's funny, right? Like, we have all this technology.
Yeah.
And yet we often end up feeling more disconnected. But this feels different.
It does.
It feels like, I don't know, more human.
More real. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's what makes SoundBranch so interesting to me. It's not just another app to check. It's about like remembering how powerful our voices are and finding new ways to, you know, connect, work together and share our stories.
Definitely.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, it really feels like we've got more to think about now than when we started. I mean, is voice the future of how we interact online? Is SoundBranch ahead of the game? And what does it all mean for how we communicate and build communities going forward? It's something to think about. And hey, if you're curious, go check out SoundBranch and see what you think. Thanks for listening.